The theme this month has been on experiencing forgiveness. Experiencing forgiveness. And this is also the month of Father's Day, June 2013. And I want you to think here for just a few minutes. As you think back to your earthly dad, perhaps your relationship with him was not the best. Think about your earthly dad for a moment, and maybe you didn't have the best of relationship with him. Maybe he physically abused you or emotionally abused you, or maybe he hurt you verbally with his words. Maybe he said that you were an accident or a mistake, you know, or maybe you did certain things in life growing up as a child that irritated your dad, that got him really upset, and he has held those things against you. I don't know what it is. Maybe your dad talked down on you and you did not have the strongest of relationship with him. And so you always had this image of your dad being upset and angry with you. I don't know what it might have been. Maybe he bought you a car when you were 18 years old and spent all he had in the bank, and maybe you wrecked the car and he was upset with you and brought it up to you over and over again. Or maybe he says that you caused the problems between him and your mom, and he blames you and brings it up to your mind over and over again. Maybe he's done it in the past. Maybe he does it today. And so maybe you're living with this experience of an angry earthly father. You know, it's sad to say that a lot of times people think about their earthly father and they superimpose those same ideas of their earthly father onto the heavenly father. And maybe tonight you're struggling with the thought that God is upset or angry at you for past sins that you've committed. Like he's there with some divine whip ready to swing it at you. But I'm here to tell you tonight, don't superimpose on the heavenly father any bad feelings you had for your earthly father. Because our heavenly father is so much greater than any earthly father. That's what our earthly fathers were and are. They are earthly, they are human, they are imperfect, they are selfish. But our heavenly father is so much greater than any earthly dad. He is perfect, he is selfless, he is loving, and he is merciful. Is that good news here tonight? Friend, I'm here to tell you tonight, it doesn't matter what sin you have committed, we serve a perfect God. And the text tonight comes from Luke chapter 23, verses 33 through 34. But we're going to start at verse 32. Luke chapter 23, verse 22. It's about the crucifixion of Jesus and two criminals who were crucified on either side of him. I'll read it here from the NIV. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the skull, there they crucified him along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. Could you imagine this? Jesus being crucified by his enemies. One of the worst forms of death and torture, crucifixion. And in the midst of his crucifiers, what does he say? He says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." In the midst of this torture, he was still forgiving his offenders. Is that good? And you know, we serve a forgiving God and a merciful God, a God whose mercies are everlasting. It says in Psalm 105, if you've got a Bible, you can turn there. If not, I'll read it to you. Psalm 100, verse 5. Let's see. "For the Lord is good and his love endures forever." Another translation says, "His mercies are everlasting." They are endless. They are limitless. Let me say it again to you here tonight. There is no sin that you have committed that God cannot and will not forgive. I'm going to read you a little illustration here. Little illustration from the speaker's quote book. It says, "One day a father wanted to teach his little boy about God's love. Taking him to the top of a high hill, he pointed in all the directions of the compass. Then sweeping his arm around the whole encircling horizon, he exclaimed, 'Johnny, my boy, God's love is as big as all that. Why, Father? The child replied. Why, Father? The child replied with sparkling eyes. Then we must be right in the middle of it. How true. Friend, you are in the middle of God's love and mercy every single day of your life. Is that good news? So for the next few minutes, I want to talk about how God's forgiveness is experienced in each and every single one of our lives. How do you experience the forgiveness of God? How does it start? The forgiveness of God starts with what? It starts with faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1, famous scripture. Romans 5:1 says this. Paul writes to the Romans. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. By faith in Jesus, we have been justified. Say it with me. I have been justified by faith in Jesus. All right, to be justified means this, or think of this. When you think of the word justified, think of this. Just as if I had never sinned. And it starts with faith in Jesus. Relationship with Jesus Christ. What does it mean to have faith in Jesus? It means this. That at one point in your life you say, Jesus, I've sinned. Jesus, but tonight or today, I put my life into your hands. I put my all into your hands. I put my soul, Jesus, into your hands. Jesus, I want to begin a friendship with you. I want to follow you the rest of my life. That's faith in Jesus. And when you put faith in Jesus, you become justified, just as if I had never sinned. And being justified in God's sight is the same as saying being made righteous. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 7 through 9. It's not Ephesians. It's Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 9. Philippians 3, verses 7 through 9. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. Paul is writing. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. What is he saying here? By faith in Christ, you are clothed with a robe of righteousness, not by your own good works. There's nothing good you can do to make yourself righteous in the mind and in the sight of Almighty God. You become righteous in the sight of God the day that you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord. Not by anything that you can do, but by faith in His Son, Jesus Christ alone. Is that good news? Amen. You see, the day that you accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, you were clothed with a robe of righteousness. All the sins you committed up until the point that you accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord were forgiven and forgotten by God. That's good news. You see, if you're in Christ, you are a brand new creation. Famous scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says this. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord, the old man went away. The old man of sin was gone, and you became a brand new creation, a brand new slate in the sight of God. And that's good news, something you should say amen to tonight. So if you're in Christ, you're a brand new creation. Your sins have been forgotten by God. All the sins you committed up until the point that you accepted Jesus were forgiven by God. They were washed away into the sea of forgetfulness. That's good, isn't it? See, because you serve a perfect heavenly Father. You see, your earthly dad may hold it against you. Your earthly dad may bring up your past. You were a mistake. You caused me to lose money. You broke up this relationship. But guess what? God never does that. Our Heavenly Father never accuses and condemns us. Our sins are forgotten in the mind of God by faith in Jesus Christ. Now, if your past sins keep coming into your mind, guess who it is whispering them to you? It's the devil. What did Jesus call the devil in John 8, verse 44? He called him a liar and the father of lies. If your past sins ever come up into your spiritual ears and try to condemn you, guess what? That's the devil whispering that to you. It is never God. And you've got to rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Now, I got an illustration here. Read it before. Some of you might have heard it. It's called The Devil and the Duck. There was a little boy visiting his grandparents on their farm. He was given a slingshot to play with in the woods. He practiced in the woods, but he could never hit the target. Getting a little discouraged, he headed back for dinner. As he was walking back, he saw Grandma's pet duck. Just out of impulse, he let the slingshot fly, hit the duck square in the head, and killed it. He was shocked and grieved. In a panic, he hid the dead duck in the woodpile, only to see his sister watching. Sally had seen it all, but she said nothing. After lunch the next day, Grandma said, "Sally, let's wash the dishes." But Sally said, "Grandma, Johnny told me he wanted to help in the kitchen." Then she whispered to him, "Remember the duck?" So Johnny did the dishes. Later that day, Grandpa asked if the children wanted to go fishing, and Grandma said, "I'm sorry, but I need Sally to help make supper." Sally just smiled and said, "Well, that's all right, because Johnny told me he wanted to help." She whispered again, "Remember the duck?" Like the old devil, right? So Sally went fishing, and Johnny stayed to help. After several days of Johnny doing both his chores and Sally's, he finally couldn't stand it any longer. He came to Grandma and confessed that he had killed a duck. Grandma knelt down, gave him a hug, and said, "Sweetheart, I know. You see, I was standing at the window and I saw the whole thing. But because I love you, I forgave you. I was just wondering how long you would let Sally make a slave of you." Thought for the day and every day thereafter. Whatever is in your past, whatever you have done, and the devil keeps throwing it up in your face, lying, debt, fear, hatred, anger, unforgiveness, bitterness, whatever it is, you need to know that God was standing at the window and he saw the whole thing. He has seen your whole life. He wants you to know that he loves you and that you are forgiven. He's just wondering how long you'll let the devil make a slave of you. That's a message in itself, isn't it? That illustration. So when that past keeps coming up to your mind and you keep start getting guilty and condemned, remember it's the devil and you rebuke him, you know. Like I said, when God looks at you, he doesn't see your sin. He sees Jesus. He sees you clothed in that robe of righteousness. Let me say it again. When God looks at you, he doesn't see your messed up past. He sees Jesus, the Son of God, the perfect Lamb slain before the foundations of the earth. And if the devil whispers to your spiritual ear that you can't ever get a job at Walmart because you shoplifted there, tell him this, that I'm justified by faith in Christ, just as if I had never shoplifted. If the devil whispers to you that you can never have a wife because of how you abused that woman in the past, just tell him you are justified just as if I had never abused that woman. If the devil whispers to you that you'll never minister God's word because you spoke down on God's word in the past, that you were an agnostic in the past, tell him that you are justified just as if I had never down-talked the word of God. Is that good? Remember, friends, say it with me tonight. I am clothed with a robe of righteousness by faith in Jesus Christ. Now, think about this for a second. A policeman, a cop who is off duty, by the people looking at him, he is seen as an ordinary citizen, right? He's walking around one day shopping at a store and he's out of uniform. He's not on duty. He's seen as an ordinary citizen. But as soon as he puts his police uniform on, he's a man of authority. People see him as a man of authority, a man who enforces the law. Well, guess what? When the devil looks at you, guess what he sees? When the devil looks at you, he sees you clothed with the blood of Jesus from head to toe. He doesn't want you to know it, but He sees you as a person of authority by faith in Jesus. Is that good? He doesn't want you to know it. And you should know it. That when He sees you, He sees the blood of Christ from head to toe. He sees the authority of Jesus Christ in your life. Is that good news? So that when you open your mouth and you speak the Word of God, you speak it with authority, and the devil has got to flee. He sees you as a person of authority. And you've got to start seeing yourself as a person of authority. Because with Christ in you, by relationship with Jesus Christ, you've got spiritual authority. You can speak the Word of God out of this thing called the mouth that God has given you, and it's got power to make the devil flee. Right? So when he tries to condemn you, when he tries to whisper like Sally into your spiritual ear, what do? You quote Romans 8, verse 1. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, I'm quoting 2 Corinthians 5:17. He's a brand new creation. You quote Romans 8, 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. You see, the devil wants to bring up your past to do what to you? Because he wants to break you down. He wants to paralyze you. He wants to keep you stuck in the past. God's got a bright future ahead for you. But if you're always looking backwards, you can never go forwards. If you're trying to drive a car forward, right, and you're looking backward, it's never going to happen. You're not going to go forward. You might hit a tree. You might hit somebody. You see? He wants to keep you enslaved to the past and paralyzed. But you got to forget the past. Start quoting the Word of God. Start looking forward. Break free of that prison of the past by quoting the Word of God. Because God has got a wonderful plan, a destiny, and a purpose for your life. Don't let past sins hold you captive. Could you say amen?
Amen.
You are a person of authority by faith in Christ. Would you speak over yourself constantly? You'll start believing. What you speak over yourself on a consistent basis, you will start believing about yourself. So when you wake up in the morning and you look at yourself in the mirror, start speaking the Word of God over yourself. I'm a brand new creation in Christ Jesus. I'm a brand new slate. All of my sins are forgiven. My past sins are forgiven and forgotten by God. God is not angry with me. God loves me. God is merciful. I serve a good God. That's speaking the Word of God over you. All right? You start speaking over yourself, I am justified, just as if I had never sinned by faith in Jesus Christ. God's not angry with me. God loves me. His mercies are everlasting. And when you start washing your mind with the water of the Word, guess what? Your mind will start being renewed. You're going to start believing these things about yourself, these scriptural truths about yourself. That you are justified, that God loves you, that God is not angry with you. Your earthly dad might be angry with you, but God's not. Your earthly dad may not love you, but God does. Your earthly dad may not forgive you, but God is the ultimate forgiver. Amen? Got to start speaking the Word over your life. And that Word that you speak has authority. It will renew your mind. Why? Because you've got faith in Christ. And maybe you've never accepted Jesus Christ. Tonight you'll have the opportunity to do so. Maybe you accepted Jesus Christ at some point in the past, but maybe you got upset with God, maybe you got upset with someone, and tonight you need to recommit your life to Christ. Tonight you'll have the opportunity to do so. Amen?
Amen.
Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinks within himself, so is he. The way you think about yourself will be the way you act towards yourself. Let me say it again. The way you think about yourself will be the way you act towards yourself. Alright? If you always think that God is angry at you, you're not going to do anything with your life. You'll always be condemned. You know, if you always think about your past sins and you meditate on them and you think about them and you talk about them, guess what? You're going to stay stuck in the prison called the past. Start thinking God's word about you by speaking it over your life consistently. And I'm here to tell you tonight that you'll start soaring like an eagle with the Almighty God. See, the devil would want to keep you in a chicken coop. Chickens only fly like a foot or two high. That's all they fly. They go nowhere in life. But God wants you to soar like an eagle with Him. It's all about how you see yourself. Your mind being renewed by the Word of God. Is that good news here tonight? God loves you so very much. God is not angry with you. God has forgiven your past sins. And you know, after accepting Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, you will sin at times. You will mess up. And when you sin and you mess up, not intending to, then you confess those sins to God and God will forgive you.